many of those I edited out of the last one.
What? I have a post-nasal drip. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I have nasal polyps.
Listen here. I was so proud of my game. I was just like, whoop, whoop. I was like, gone. Gone. Gone.
Sniff, sniff,
so
sniff.
Gross. All your sniffles.
I have... it's the thing.
Post-nasal drip.
I have fucking nasal polyps, and it just causes post-nasal drip.
Were you diagnosed with nasal polyps?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as it's real. Anyway, Brandy,
it's real. Unlike the cancer that this bitch faked.
Well, we'll talk about her. But first, let's talk about your week. How was your week?
How was my week? What happened this week? I took my baby to the dentist.
Oh.
She had to have a tooth pulled, and she had 7 caps placed.
Shit.
And she had a spacer placed.
She doesn't have
and
any.
A filling. My baby.
So, you said caps?
The cap, those silver caps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
all of her molars.
Yeah.
Except one. That one poor molar thing. Was fine.
Poor thing. This one was this one tooth is good.
I mean, all of her front teeth were fine.
Yeah.
And but she had cavities. And I mean, I blame myself because the only other time I took her to the dentist was when she had like 4 teeth.
Yeah.
And she was complaining of a tooth pain. And she would wake up in the middle of the night with tooth pain. I was like, I need to make her an appointment.
Poor baby.
I need to make her an appointment. And I finally made her an appointment. And she had just her whole grill was just...
jacked up. Well, at least it's fixed now. I'm sure it's traumatizing, but it had to be done.
God. She was so hurt. She was like...
Oh, poor baby.
Because she kept saying, I want to go to the dentist.
She was very excited about going to the dentist.
Yeah, she was. And I'm going to tell them I brush my teeth all the time. And she was like, I'm sorry. I never should have said I wanted to go to the dentist. This is the worst day ever. And then she fell asleep in the car with a gauze in her mouth.
Oh,
hanging out of her mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, and then I took the big one on Thursday to the dentist, and he had 3 cavities. And so, yeah. But his wisdom teeth are coming in, and they're like,
they didn't get them pulled out?
No.
Oh. Wisdom teeth.
His wisdoms. And they were like, they need to come out because they're actually growing into his other teeth.
Oh.
Like, growing up, and they're going to, you know, move. He's already having pressure and issues back there. And he's like, no, I'm keeping them.
Idiot.
I said, what if they grow into your other teeth? Well, I'll have those pulled. I'm like, how does that work? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
He's just saying that to be ornery.
He doesn't, because they're not out. They haven't, you know, erupted, so they have to be surgically removed.
That's fine. Just put them to sleep, suck them out. That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to me, too. I was like, I don't have wisdom teeth.
Nope.
And he was like, I'm keeping them.
He's just saying that to be a shit.
Uh-huh. So how was your week?
Wow. So as you know, last week was spring break. I was off on Monday and Tuesday. And it was nice. It was nice to be home and just to get shit done pretty much around the house. I don't know what we did. I went to the movies. I saw Dumbo. Oh my God.
You watched the Dumbo?
Me and Kendall went to Dumbo and I almost cried like 3 times.
Are you serious?
Dumbo was like the saddest Disney movie.
Did it keep to the original or was
no,
there differences?
It was differences. So it was, I was just like, give that elephant back its baby. You know what I'm saying? Stop it! Oh
wow.
My God. I was just like so emotional. I don't even know why. I was just like,
because you're a mom and you're like,
I'm a mom.
Don't kick my baby away.
Right. And Dumbo was just like, I'm caping for my mom.
Did Dumbo talk?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't talk.
And there was no mouse, right?
There was a mouse, but it was no mouse. Like, the mouse wasn't who the mouse was in the previous rendition. There was kids instead.
The kids were mice?
No, Brandy.
The kids represented that mouse,
right,
with the feather?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. What's that guy's name? Colin Farrell? Colin Farrell was in it.
Uh-huh.
And his kids, so like they're carny people, they're circus people.
Okay.
And so his kids take to Dumbo.
Spoiler.
Oh, shit. If you haven't seen that shit, sorry. It's a good movie, but yeah. I almost cried a couple times. Kendall was like, I'm over this movie. I was like, you want to go? She was like, no.
When did you guys see it?
We saw it on Tuesday.
Okay, because I was, what day was it? Friday. Friday. The day I took her with us home. Friday?
This past Friday. Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, oh, I want to go to the movie. She was like, do you want to see Dumbo? And I was like, no.
Do you want to see it? Because I've seen
it. She was like, you want to see that? I thought that meant like she wanted to see it. And I guess she already saw it.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Dumbo?
Yeah, no. I was emotional in there. I was just like, oh my God.
Kendall was over it, huh?
Yeah, she was over it. But once it like picked up towards the end, she was like interested because she didn't want to leave. Because I was like, we can go. I was tired. I was like, we can go.
What time did you go see
We saw like the 4 o'clock show. I was tired. I was like, it's cool.
You didn't take Bryn?
No. Why would I take her to the movies?
I took Gracie to the movies. Nope. But that was when she was still a baby. And exactly. Nursing,
so I wouldn't enjoy a movie with a baby. So no, she stayed. And then I finally got my laundry room painted. I finished that today.
Oh, okay.
I did it today. So it was it's been a good week. It's been a good week. I've been productive at work. Full steam ahead. iTunes, baby. Yeah. Full steam ahead.
Yeah. I told you I saw Us, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. That movie was crazy.
I've heard mixed reviews about that movie.
It was crazy, like... And then it has a twist ending, so you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Well, I listened to The Read podcast, and I let them ruin it all for me. They told me everything.
They review movies or something?
No, they don't. Not at all. And the funny thing is, like, I just listen to them every Thursday. It's one of my favorite podcasts. Plug for you, The Read. And they were like, spoiler alert.
The R-E-D?
Yeah.
I mean, R-E-A-D?
The R-E-A-D. R-E-A-D. And they're like, spoiler alert. And, you know, I let you spoil scary movies for me all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I'm not that chick.
You don't like
horror movies. I'm not that girl. So I just listened. I was like, interesting. And I would watch it now knowing what I know, but I don't feel like, oh, my God, you ruined it for me. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I was in there just like... Like, what, the part that I was just like, really, like, dumb shit. Like, you know how, I don't know, I feel like if somebody's attacking you or, like, you see something that is not right.
Right.
And, like, say, or somebody comes out of a room and you don't just go, hey, like, you actually, like, would, like, you know, move to either run or attack, right? Instead of just standing there and letting them do something to you. That's what I was just like, why aren't these people doing, you know...
Why aren't they saving their lives?
Why aren't they fighting or fleeing? Why aren't they doing that?
Fight, flee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Fight, flee. Would you watch it again? Or would you recommend it?
I would watch it again just because I feel like, you know how on the second time around there's like missed stuff?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I didn't see that before. So I will watch it again. Would watch it again, yeah. And then, yeah, see, okay. Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay, because, spoiler, the kid, the boy in the movie, he realizes, like, that the other boy is his, basically, like, a clone type thing, like, it's in his other, so they make the same movements, right? Mm-hmm. So this kid realizes, this kid is going to do the same movements I do. And so that's how he manages to rid himself of this kid. But I'm like, okay, if that worked for this kid, why doesn't that work for all these others? Or, like, why haven't these other people figured that out yet?
Because they're dumb.
Well, yeah, because they're, like, what we're doing up here, they're doing down there.
Oh, are they in hell or something?
They're in, like, some weird underworld.
Under
place that's, like, under some... So you got to take some escalator down... Oh my God.
Don't tell me.
Yeah. No, you gotta take an escalator down to the bunnies.
Good. We're good. We're good.
Go to the bunnies.
We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. Anyway, so. We're good. So let's do this thing.
Just
because
take the escalator.
It's a thing called podcasting. So I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleece.
And this is
Book of Lies,
the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
So today we have for you a fucking liar from down under. So we're gonna cover the story of Belle Gibson.
Belle.
She's a mega blogger. She is a quote unquote wellness warrior.
Was.
Was. Yeah. Was. And she's a liar. So,
she's like one of the worst.
She's one of the worst.
Liars.
She's one of the worst. So, Belle Gibson, born Annabelle Natalie Smiley in October 8th, 1991 in Tasmania. So, she's one of Brandy's favorites. She's a millennial.
Entitled asses. That's what it is. These fuckers are so entitled to shit. Work for your fucking shit, bitch.
Woo! Work for your shit, bitch. And
oh, yeah, I'm talking to you, Belle.
Belle, I'm gonna work on an accent later, and I'm gonna work on a really strong accent. So
your accent is a cross between Australian and New Zealand, by the way.
Oh, a little Kiwi in there. All right, it's cool. Yeah. Anyway, so Annabelle or Belle Gibson was the founder of the Whole Pantry. She is a mega blogger. She dropped an app. People loved it. It went crazy. That's kind of what put her into the public eye. Let's just talk about her. So Belle is a millennial. Like I said, she was born in 1991 in Tasmania. She has an older brother, and a few siblings, half sisters, half brothers, half sisters. Nobody came to her defense, by the way, in her shit show. So, this girl lied about having cancer. Let's just put it out there. She lied about having cancer. But this girl, became very popular on social media. So she comes from a family of liars. Her mother's a liar. So her mother apparently changed her name 4 times.
This is Belle saying this.
Let me tell you where I got my resources from. Sorry, guys. I made it all up. No. So actually I did a lot of research on this girl. So I watched an interview on 60 Minutes Australia with Belle Gibson. And Tara Brown, the interviewer.
I don't think anything that comes out of that woman's mouth is true.
It's not. And then I also bought the book, The Woman Who Fooled the World, by Bo Donnelly and Nick Toscano. I probably ruined his last name. I can't read my handwriting. But it's The Woman Who Fooled the World. I actually got it on Audible, and it's pretty good. So, they actually do their due diligence.
Okay.
They investigate, they interview, they comb the social media universe, and she's just a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
At first, when I watched the 60 Minutes interview on YouTube, and I did get some information from Wikipedia too, because, you know, again, we all do that.
Wiki is your place to start.
That's exactly where you start. It's your starting point. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
She's a junk person.
Yeah, she's a junk person. So apparently her mom's a liar too. So her mom would like bounce around. She was born in Tasmania. Belle's father's not involved in her life. She doesn't even know the fucker. She doesn't know who he is. So they're moving around a lot. The mom lies about, I don't know. Okay. I don't find out if she does or she does not, but apparently her mom had MS when she was growing up.
Wait. No. No. It's not had. You don't get rid of MS. It doesn't go away.
I'm told by Belle,
of course,
the liar,
uh-huh,
that her mom had MS and her older brother was autistic.
Which is a lie.
Which is not factual about the autism. That she had to take care of her brother and her mother growing up, and that she moved out of the house at 12.
Which I think she did do that.
I believe that, and she like stayed with different people, schoolmates, like people she knew, blah, blah, blah. And then she like disappears. She goes to like New Queens Island. She goes all over Melbourne. She goes all over Australia.
Melbourne.
Anyway, she's on social media because right now this is the time when social media is blowing up, and she's gone through a lot of different phases of her life. She goes through a skater phase where she's a skater, and that's when her.
But that's what's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She was she wasn't skating. She was just hanging out with skaters.
Yeah.
And like on the online, the chat rooms and shit of skaters, but she wasn't skating.
Nope. She was just hanging about them, and she was mostly in chat rooms with a bunch of dudes.
Of course.
So it's just her and
freaking weird.
And dudes. So 2009, she says that she was diagnosed with brain cancer. With a terminal brain cancer. And she's only got 4 months to live.
Lying sack of dog shit.
This is in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, The Woman Who Fooled the World, they interview a whole bunch of people that grew up with her, and they're like, that bitch is a liar. She's a liar.
She's been lying since she was fucking able to talk.
Is her mouth moving? She's lying.
Exactly.
They just said she would just tell far off stories. She's a big fat liar.
My daddy's an astronaut.
Shit.
Yeah, he went to Mars.
Maybe.
And he's been to Saturn too.
Maybe.
Probably not. Maybe. Okay.
So she's diagnosed with brain cancer, and it's crazy. She's got 4 months to live. So then
one time he took me on a ship to outer space.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of shit.
That's the kind of shit. But in the book, we find out that she's kind of obsessed with other people. They would say that she would meet people and then, like, start acting like them. Like, she's a weirdo.
She doesn't have an identity.
Right. So she worked for, like, so she has brain cancer, right? So she's diagnosed with brain cancer. She reveals this on a chat forum. And then she's working for an insurance company for insurance claims. She's talking to sick people all day.
Okay, so health insurance.
Yes. So she's talking to sick people all day. She listens to their illnesses, their symptoms, their diagnoses, their demeanor. Yes. She's garbage. So she takes this on as her own. Mm. And before she said she was diagnosed with brain cancer, she said that she was complaining of, like, she passed out. She was complaining of, like, numbness and tingling. And then she told her doctors, and her doctor's like, maybe you need antidepressants. And so she was like, oh.
She probably is. And she probably does suffer from depression.
I think, honestly, like, straight
up. Has crazy Munchausen.
I think she has Munchausen's. Yeah. She has Munchausen
syndrome
or social media Munchausen's or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is going on. She's just floating this story around that she's had brain cancer, that they told her for antidepressants, which is probably true, because she's crazy.
Well, let's make one thing clear. Depressed people are not crazy.
Right.
But this bitch is crazy.
This bitch is
crazy. And she probably has depression as well.
I wouldn't doubt it. So this goes on in the interview with Tara Brown on 60 Minutes Australia. She just goes in hard on her. She's just like, so you said this, because she says that she has cancer, that she was fighting terminal brain cancer, and she also had ovarian cancer.
A separate cancer. It hasn't spread there.
It hasn't spread from her brain to her ovaries.
Right.
But she's saying that she has two types of cancers now.
Uh-huh.
And that all of this stuff has happened, that she's had a series of tests, and she's been doing chemo and radiation, and Tara's like, and you said all this, right? And she's like, yeah, I said that. She's like, but it's not true. You don't have any of that. And she's like, she stares off into the abyss and just, like, curtains, just like there's no one home. And she then rolls back in, and she's like, what? You know, like, she's... And they would say that, like, people who interacted with her...
She dissociated.
She would do that. She would just stare off and just be...
That's what Anna Sorkin did.
Well, they were like, oh, well, it's because we thought she had brain cancer and it was the cancer. So, anyway, she's an idiot.
Anna Sorkin did the same fucking thing. She would just shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When people would, like, confront her about her shit.
Well, this is what's going on.
She went off into La La Land.
Well, yeah.
Fucking Alice, come the fuck back. Out of the fucking looking glass. Crazy.
Come back. So she's diagnosed with this cancer in 2010. She has a baby. She has a son.
Okay.
Belle Gibson.
What moron?
Baby daddy
impregnated this woman.
Baby daddy is her best friend. Don't you talk about baby daddy?
Listen.
His name is Nathan.
Listen.
He's baby daddy.
Listen.
He's involved. And I'm sure as shit he knew this bitch didn't have cancer.
That's my question. Why would you impregnate Cockatoo over here?
Cockatoo.
The knucklehead crazy person who's lying about how old she is.
Oh, yes. She does lie about how old she is.
Yes.
She fabricates her age. She gives herself...
And who lies up?
Well, 3 extra years.
You lie up when you're under 21.
Exactly.
Or under 18. You don't lie up when you're over 21.
Well, her answer to that was fraud was on the rise. Her mother changed their names 4 times, and she has 2 different birth certificates. It's bullshit. But her mom was a little crazy, too. So they think that she learned this behavior from her mom. Which is very possible. Yeah. But she apparently had her name changed 4 times and had 2 different birth certificates.
No.
So she she claims to be 21, but she's 18, okay, at the time. And this is when she, when Instagram is hot. It's fire right now. Mm-hmm. And, what's this bitch's name? Belle. Belle's online and she's doing a lot of like forums, like single mother forums. She's in chat rooms and she's like talking to people and just engaging people and getting a lot of attention that way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've got this. I've got that. I'm a single mother. Nobody's here for me. Oh, my baby shower. Nobody's coming. Wah. She's like crying. She's like on a forum and she's like, well, I hate to ruin it for everybody else, but no one's coming to my baby shower and I'm just sad and this. And we get sympathy online. So... she's doing that. So she is a fan of a quote unquote wellness warrior, and her name is Jess Ainsco,
the girl that died of cancer.
But Jess really had cancer,
right? She died.
And Belle was obsessed with Jess. They kind of started swinging in the same social circles because what was going on is Belle has taken to Instagram and has taken to, I've got terminal brain cancer. I've been told I've got this much time to live. I've been doing chemotherapy and I've been doing radiation therapy for 4 months. And I'm not going to do that anymore. My body is having adverse reaction. So fuck this. I'm going to take care of myself.
You're poisoning your body.
I'm going to heal myself naturally. You were
actually doing it.
Naturally, I'm going to heal myself.
Good luck with that.
With food, with fucking coffee enemas. And
let's shove some coffee up my butt.
Woo! That'll get you going in the morning.
Oh my God. Coffee enemas. So there's this show, you know, My Strange Addiction.
I saw that episode.
And that couple,
yep.
Like they were doing enemas, like, yes. What, like 8-10 times a day?
Dude.
They just like would never leave the bathroom?
Dude.
So stupid.
And they would be mad. She'd be like, I'd get up and then my husband was doing his enema and I was like, darn it, I want to do my enema. Coffee enemas. And then I didn't remember, like I watched that one episode years ago and I immediately thought about that.
Yeah. That's what it takes you to.
Were they just getting high? Like, what was going on?
It was probably because they couldn't shit no more. Because they've been doing it so damn long. They couldn't do it naturally, so they had to shit at, like, you know.
A coffee enema.
But I feel like, because the caffeine is still getting into your bloodstream.
Yeah, it's in your asshole.
So maybe they were getting high? I don't know.
I think so. Well, that was one of the remedies that Belle claimed that she should, you know, that people should follow. As also was Jess Ainsco.
Uh-huh.
They were following the Gerson method.
Yeah.
And
which is completely ridiculous.
Yes, it is completely ridiculous. It was proven to be not factual and that you shouldn't do that shit. But whatever. And coffee enemas was a part of it. So Belle is on social media. She's on Instagram getting followers, people following her journey. Oh, you're so strong. You're so inspirational. You look so beautiful.
You look great.
You look great. Cancer,
for somebody who has 2 cancers.
Yeah, brain cancer. Oh, the funny thing is, like, when she first, like, claimed that she had brain cancer, she was a skater, right? So bitch shaves the side of her head. And like, oh my God, I've got brain cancer. No scar. Just, you know.
She said she had, like, a bunch of heart surgeries.
She said she died on the operating table.
No fucking scars.
Nope. She said she had two open heart surgeries. She died on the operating table. She had, what are the panels things?
Uh-huh.
The marks from the zap.
Mm-hmm. The defibrillator.
From the defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
Anyway, so that happens, and she's garbage. So she's doing that. She's on social media. She's gaining followers. So she's swinging in the same circles as Jess Ainsco.
Mm-hmm.
She's obsessed with her. That's what I wrote. Obsessed. And
why are you so obsessed?
While this is going on, and she's doing this, that, and the other. Belle decides to launch an app.
Mm-hmm.
So she launches the The whole pantry.
The whole pantry.
The whole pantry app.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing about that is she got some people, some developers, to create this app for her. And they did it dirt cheap.
Uh-huh.
Because she is a cancer survivor. And she's fighting cancer. You're
fucking lying.
And all of her proceeds are supposed to go...
do some shit for me for a fucking shit.
Yeah. All proceeds are supposed to go back to the people who need it. And they never did. But anyway, she... this app was like... claimed to be like... Nora.
Ghost dog down
ghost licking dog feet. Licking feet. Oh, gosh. Anyway. So they said this app was like worth $50,000 for the functionality and the ease of use and the magic that it can do. And this was just like a lifestyle app. So like she's on social media, straight flexing. She's, you know, posting pictures. She's no on thanks. The beach. She's, you know, eating kale salads and quinoa and acai berry smoothies and...
and behind the scenes, her ass is at fucking McDonald's ordering Big Macs and quarter yes. pounders and fucking yes. french fries and shakes and shit.
And boozing it up. Yes, and you're totally right. So people are flocking to her. This app takes off. And apparently this app was fucking fire because iTunes takes note. They're like, oh, hey, girl. Apparently she had like 300,000 downloads of the app.
Mm-hmm. In the first month.
In the first month. She is very right about that. And so... they're taking notes. They're like, hey, girl, you're amazing. Your story is amazing. I can't believe you're healing yourself and you're doing this, that, and the other. It's crazy.
Did she see Dr. Sebi? No? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Go to Dr. Sebi if you actually have cancer and you want to cure it. Oh, I'm sorry. Supposedly.
Supposedly. Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Can I have some more of that, please?
Oh, yeah.
We're drinking Sunny's wine today, y'all. Mama's
what been... the hell?
What?
What am I refilling? You freaking teetotaling over here.
It's my wine.
Drink it up.
It's mine.
Drink the wine.
I can do whatever I want.
Don't make me put some fucking, some Kool-Aid in there. Cyanide. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you meant? You're going to kill me.
We're going to go out Jonestown style.
Nah, we're good.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Nah, I don't want to drink.
It wasn't even Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid. Anyway. What was I talking about?
The app.
The app was fire. Apple takes notice to her. They bring her in. The app won, like, lots of awards. It won, like, best... what was that? I write things down, guys, and I can't read it.
Why don't you write neatly?
I'm a doctor, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors don't write neatly.
She's a doctor, too.
Yeah, no, she's not a doctor. All the doctors, dude. Okay, so obviously she doesn't have cancer. You guys know this. She's on an interview with Tara on 60 Minutes Australia. And Tara's like, you didn't see a fucking doctor. Who told you you had this? His name was Mark. His name was Mark.
And he had a machine.
And he had a machine with lights on it.
And paddles.
And paddles. And he came to my, like, she
came to her house.
He came to her house and told her she has terminal brain cancer.
And this guy has never been found.
This guy's never been found, but, like, on social, she's saying...
and this machine has never been found.
On social, she says she went into an office, she's sitting there alone, she's telling this very dramatic tale of finding out that she has terminal brain cancer all by herself.
There was nobody with me.
And this is not true.
There was nobody with me.
It's Mock, the fake fuck who diagnosed her with brain cancer. But then on her social, she's telling people to always fight, always get a second opinion, boo, boo, boo. But she never got a second opinion.
She never got a first fucking opinion.
She never got a first opinion.
Okay, let's be serious here.
But, I mean, the story that she's trying to tell, wouldn't you get a second opinion from some quack coming to your house, putting some, you know, panels on you, telling you that you have cancer, and is giving her a treatment?
How did... oh, yeah, because that's right. He started, like, treating her first.
He started treating her first with, well, but the funny thing is it's contradictory because she's saying that she was healing herself with magic and fruit and beans and legumes and lemons and all kinds
and
of things.
And fucking fairy dust and rainbow fucking unicorn farts. Whatever, bitch. You didn't fucking heal yourself with shit.
Dude, what if unicorn farts in a jar and it's colorful? It's like smoke in a jar because it's unicorn farts. I'm going to sell unicorn farts.
Exactly. I can fucking vape and put some smoke in a jar for you if that's what you like.
Oh my god, unicorn.
It'll smell like fucking strawberry. Idiot.
Hey, this is unicorn farts.
Harry, have some.
Have some unicorn farts. Please. Anyway, oh my god. Anyway, she's a liar. She says someone comes to her house and does this, he doesn't. Then, her app is blowing up. It's doing great. She's working on a book, a cookbook, a companion piece for her app where she's doing lifestyle. So it's like lots of recipes, lots of vegetarian and vegan recipes. She's mm-hmm. telling people to leave all that stuff alone, leave gluten alone. I mean, which is right. I mean, it's a good...
Okay, here's the thing. Gluten is fine as long as you're not allergic to it.
Right.
So, go ahead and eat your fucking gluten. And all these people jumping on, I'm gluten-free. Why? Do you have a gluten sensitivity?
Why?
Have you fucking been diagnosed with a gluten sensitivity? And I told you, I went to that, they were like a holistic chiropractor type physician place. I went there, and the guy was like, you probably have gluten sensitivity.
Cause, he said to you?
He said this to me. He was like, oh, you're... Because I was, like, bloated. I think I was going to start my period or something. And I was, like, bloated
looks like
something.
You've got a gluten allergy.
And he was like, can I... Like, he was like...
He basically, poked your
can
tummy?
Yeah. He's like, can I touch your... And I was like, sure. He was like, you're not a fat person. Because my, you know, my gut... I have a gut. I have a little bit of a beer belly. I drink some beer, whatever.
I'm drinking beer here and there.
And he was like, you're not a fat person. He's like, why do you have all this bloating? And I was like, what?
Like, don't fucking...
I was like, whatever!
He was like, first of all, motherfucker.
He was like, you...
First of all.
You probably have a gluten sensitivity. He was like, do you get, like, bumps on the back of your arms? I was like, no. Oh, well, you know, you might want to try... Why don't you not eat gluten for a couple of weeks and see how that works for you? I was like, kiss my ass! And then they told me I needed an MRI. I was like, what the hell is up with you people?
Dude.
Quacks.
Knock it off. You're a little bloated. You might be allergic to gluten. Don't fucking tell me that. Fuck you. Like, yeah, my period's about to start. I ate a bunch of salt, and I just had 8 beers. Okay? Knock it off.
I just got off work that day. But anyway, the point is...
I could have had 8 beers. No.
The point is, how are you going to tell... Did you do a blood test to test my gluten sensitivity? I don't think you did. So, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's a dick. Anyway.
He was cute, too. Sad.
You're all... Okay. Whatever you say.
I was just like, no. Like, you don't know my life.
You don't know my life.
I came in here for my back, not my gut, bitch.
Bitch.
Anyway. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
I digressed.
Anyway, so Belle's stupid. She's on, they're like, so Belle, how are you taking your medication?
In my butt.
Then she would then fall asleep. Her eyes would roll over. She would stare off longingly. Come back.
Silence for about 45 seconds.
Yeah, awkward
like,
silence.
Weird.
She'd come back like, oh, hi. What? What was your question?
That's just an act.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, well, how are you taking your fucking meds? And she's like, oh, well, I take them orally. And then I put these electrodes on. And, you know, it helps the medication get through my system.
I suck it out of a unicorn's butt. That's what I do.
And it
because
runs,
I don't have shit and unicorns ain't real.
It's a machine with lights. And then it runs a program designated for my body.
Oh, okay. Is there a leprechaun at your house? With a pot of gold, please direct me in that direction, because apparently you live in a fucking fairy tale, weirdo.
Yeah, she's crazy. And then so she's on social media. People are so excited about her because she is beautiful. I mean, she's a pretty girl. She looks healthy. She's saying she's dying, but she's jet setting. She's flying to fucking Silicon Valley for Apple. She's on their team. They're having her app, like, be a part of, like, the Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch launch.
Yeah, and so yeah. She's, like, all...
It's gonna be, like, an exclusive fucking mm-hmm. app that's a part of the launch of the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This crazy fucking...
So she's getting a lot of fucking money thrown at her.
Knucklehead.
Yeah, so this is what it was called. It was called the... So these are the awards for App One. It won the second best app in the world.
Second best?
The second best app in
the
world.
The
best app for food and diet, and it won the number one rated app, like, in Australia.
I'm glad I never heard of this app.
Yeah. The Whole Pantry app. The Whole Pantry. So, as this is going on...
TWP.
Yeah, the app launches in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Oh, yeah. I still had an iPhone at that time, too.
Oh, you got...
My iPhone broke, and then I got that freaking weirdo Nokia Windows phone that was garbage, and then I got Androids after that.
Yeah, that's garbage. So, there's a lot of money rolling in. She is, what is she doing?
Stealing money from people?
She's not stealing money. Oh, her promises that she made. So, she's telling people that, not people, but it's a part of her brand or whatever, mm-hmm. that all proceeds are going to go to, like, charities and rotating charities right. and organizations
yep.
that could use the funding uh-huh. or, you know, what have you. This bitch
didn't fucking donate a dime to anybody.
Well, she donated. I'll give you the total amount that she donated. She was supposed to donate.
She might as well have not given any money to anybody. Yeah. Because she fucking is a liar.
She was supposed to donate over, that she earned $440,000 in sales from her book and her app. And she said all proceeds were supposed to go to them. She only donated a little less than $11,000. $10,800 total. She made to three different donations. Different donations to three different charities or families.
Right.
This bitch is full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's full of shit. So, that happens. And then, while her app's blowing up, people are questioning things. They're like, because this is the span of 5 years also. So she has brain cancer for 5 years. She's glowing. She's not bald. She's happy. She's jet setting. And while this app dropped and she's doing this book in 2004, it's like her son's sixth birthday party or something. And she invites all these people, you know, out to the party and everything's nice. And then all of a sudden she's having fucking seizures. She has like a fucking seizure fit for 40 minutes. She's just continuously having seizures. She just like passes out, knees buckle on the ground, shaking, convulsing. At her son's birthday party, which is super traumatic. And
in front of a bunch of kids,
a bunch of people, and then someone's like, "Oh my god, we gotta call the hospital, we gotta call the ambulance." Just in time, she comes out, and she's like, "Oh no, it's fine. This happens all the time." And the people around her are like, "It's fine. This happens all the time." So they didn't want to involve the ambulance or the police or whatever. But then continues to have seizures for like the next 20 minutes, and then at the end, it's fine. And then
first of all, let me just pause right here.
Let's pause.
After the first seizure, mm-hmm. during the first seizure, you call whatever your freaking emergency number is in Australia. It ain't 911. It's probably 311, 611, 999, whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
You call that number. You don't ask permission. You yeah. say, this bitch is gonna die.
She gonna die.
And you call the number. Second of all, if she's like, oh no, this happens all the time, and if you've been around her enough, mm-hmm. you'd be like, no, it doesn't happen all the time.
No, it doesn't.
So, some bullshit is happening right now.
I call bullshit.
I call bullshit, horseshit, dog shit, and any other kind of shit that you can fucking find. Rabbit shit.
This smells.
Gopher shit.
That's what they say in the show, I guess. This smells.
It smells like fucking.
It smells like bullshit. So, that happens at this party. It's super traumatic. People have been talking about it. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, she flocks to social media to, you know, ask for strength and support and...
Is that what you said? 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
2 weeks later? What happened?
She goes online, asks people to download her app and asks for support and has been diagnosed with the third and fourth type of cancer.
Okay.
The cancer has spread to my blood.
Oh, it's spread.
To my spleen.
Okay.
To my ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
My brain.
Right.
Ah, it's all bad. It's a fucking lie. She's like, and people are like, oh my God.
I hope it spreads to your fucking butthole and your toes.
Oh my God. How about that? I can't believe this is happening to you. It's sad. It's sad. It's sad. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Of course it is.
And while this is all, this is going on, she's moving forward with her book. She's still on social media. She's mm-hmm. still traveling. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? Because if you've got cancer, you're not doing that. And then that's how she kind of got found out. There was a lot of people just blogging and saying, who is she anyway? And one person who followed her, they're like, I personally have brain cancer. And that's why I'm following this bitch. But brain cancer is very rare.
Yeah.
It's incurable. And
it's not incurable.
And it doesn't spread. Well, this is what someone says.
Norman had it.
Okay.
He had an astrocytoma.
Well, yeah, okay, that's different. well, that's different.
He had surgery and it's gone. Okay.
Good. Yeah. So, you know, your husband. He gets regular checkups.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah. He still goes. He gets MRIs. He gets all that shit. He goes.
These
to
people
the,
are online talking
the
shit.
The neurologist.
They're talking shit. They're just like, she's like.
Maybe that person's type of, because there's different types of brain cancers.
There's different types of brain cancers. Yeah, exactly. So
if she's claiming a specific type, then yeah I get that part.
Right. An aggressive one, an incurable one.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Yeah, let's sidebar for a sec.
Sidebar.
So Norman, at the age of 10, was diagnosed, my husband, diagnosed with an astrocytoma. He had a freaking tennis ball-sized tumor in his brain.
Hmm.
The doctors were like, you might as well just go home and plan his funeral.
Aww.
Because they couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
His mom didn't want to do radiation. She didn't want to do chemo. She got a second opinion at UCLA. And they were like, we can operate, but he's going to end up blind and in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, you're going to have to feed him and clothe him and bathe him and wipe his ass for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor here at the place he goes to, AV Neuroscience, did the surgery, and he actually came out pretty okay. I mean, he's, you know, has 20% vision in one eye.
Right.
And then is completely blind in every other aspect. But he functions. He can do shit. He can walk around. He's not blind and in a wheelchair.
Right.
However, there are other types of cancers that affect brains. And he was 10. He was, you know, so maybe whatever it was, his biological father's side they have brain issues.
Mm.
So he has, you know, maybe it's a family history thing. I don't know, whatever. But there are other types of cancers that may not be curable
mm-hmm.
for people who have cancers of the brain. This chick needs her fucking ass kicked.
She does need her ass kicked because, first of all, she's full of shit. She gives no money to no one, to anybody. She only gave money when they were like, bitch, where's
give
the fucking
money?
Here's the money.
Oh, here's a couple of dollars.
In 2014, mm-hmm. She bought a brand new BMW. She got new fucking teeth. She got new veneers. The day that she went and got her fucking veneers done, she posts on social, oh, I've got a doctor's appointment. Oh, pray for me. Bitch is getting her teeth done. Fuck you. Her assistant was like, she made it seem like she was doing, like, you know,
some major shit, right?
She was getting her teeth done.
She's getting prettified.
She's living in $1 million home.
Oh, wow.
But she's paying, like, thousands of dollars a week for, I guess.
Week?
A week. So, they said weeks, a month, whatever, however. However you want to say it. So, she's jet setting, flying here, flying there, doing this. She's involved in that industry because wellness is it's very lucrative.
Yes, it is.
So they even, like, in the book, they even mention your girl Gwyneth and her goop because, like, there's a lot of revenue in it, and there's lots of retreats and travels, and they're going here and they're getting air blown up their ass and crystals put on their back. Mm. And you know,
I'm gonna steam my coochie.
I'm gonna steam that coochie nice and hot. It smells like hot ass in here.
For real. What the hell is that, coochie?
Is that steam cooch? No, it's just goop.
Right?
Anyway, but that's a lot of that's going on. They're doing, like, all these travels here, there, retreats, remote places. It's a lot of money going on. So, and Belle is the it girl right now. Everybody wants to be around her. She's young and dumb, but she knows how to inspire social media. She knows how to make it work.
She's an attention whore. She knows how to get that attention.
Period. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, like,
she wasn't pointing, like, was she like supporting and promoting other people, other survivors, other people who were struggling or fighting cancer?
She befriends lots of other families, and I think so she could take on their symptoms and be seen with them. Mm-hmm. So there was one Schwartz family, their son had a type of brain cancer as well. Yeah, the Schwartz family. So Joshua Schwartz and his family. So she would like talk with them, cry with them, and, you know, hear that their son's symptoms and, you know, promise to donate this, that, and the other to them. She never gave them shit. And, like, she would kind of, like, probe the mom for, like, the son's symptoms and what's going on and everything. Mm. But then turn around and say, oh, I've never really had any interaction with them. And Tara's like,
we saw you with them, bitch.
You lying, bitch. Like, just tell the truth. And then she's like, how old are you? And she was like, I've always been raised to believe I'm 26. And she looks confused when she's saying this. It sounds like a question. I'm 26. She's like, but how old are you? I believe that I am 26. Bitch, you're 23. Like, come on. Why are you lying?
Why are you lying up, number one?
Lying up just
most for, people lie it down.
I think it's just that she can establish a little more credibility in her story.
Why doesn't she just take on a deeper voice, too? I'm older, and I have a deep voice, I'm so older. You will believe me and believe me to be credible.
Well,
dumb fuck.
No. And then so she was always saying, but Tara's like, but you did not have cancer. So why are you posting all this stuff saying that you have cancer? She's like, I lived with the fear of dying from cancer. She's like, but you did not have cancer. Mm. She's like, but in my reality,
that's one thing that
I had cancer.
Like, the court was like, oh, well, you know, there's no reason to believe that. She's not delusional. Yeah, she's delusional. She deluded herself into thinking she was going to get away with that fucking shit.
Yeah, dude.
That was the delusion, not that she had cancer.
Well, and then the funny thing is, like, of course, everyone has a social media presence or persona.
Unless they don't.
I feel like I'm who I am when I am all the
time. No, I mean, unless they're not on social media at all.
That's true.
There are people that I know that are not on social media.
I know a lot of people that aren't on social media,
like,
as well.
Any. Not even LinkedIn. Like, you might want to progress yourself at, you know, in your career. You might want to get on LinkedIn. They have no LinkedIns. Yeah. They have no Facebook. They have no Twitter. They have nothing. Instagram, please. Nada.
Nada. Well, if they've got nada, they need to get to something.
They don't want anything. They're like, nope, I'm a ghost.
Ghost.
The only way you will find me is by my fucking birth certificate.
That's funny. Did I tell you how she tried to blame Gardasil?
Yes. Didn't tell me. But I did. I know about it. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So she tried to blame Gardasil for her cancer.
That is an anti-HPV vaccine.
Yes, it is. So she was an anti-vaxxer also. So like all the things. You love her. So you know, interacting with people online, she's giving
let's just give everybody polio while we're
She's giving everybody advice, and it's wrong advice. So fuck. She's telling people to not, you know, she's an anti-vaxxer, so don't get vaccinated.
I love you, Jenny McCarthy, but your views on vaccination are stupid and wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
She's, you know, toting the Garson therapy or the Garson method, anti-vaxxing, and to drink non-pasteurized raw milk.
Do you know that children died from that shit?
Yes.
A child died, and a bunch of kids got sick in Australia from that shit.
Yeah, she's
fucking a fucking moron.
She's a dumb bitch. What are you giving your son?
Dumb whore.
I'm gonna kill my kid because I want to prove a point.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This dog.
Well, sorry, my dog's under the bed and she keeps licking toes.
She's a freak.
Okay, so let's talk about. Do you want some more?
Do you want some more?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about Belle's fucking performance.
Palsy?
No. Let's talk about Belle's palsy. Belle's performance of a lifetime. So, as we mentioned previously, Jess Ainsco, who was the wellness warrior, that's what she went by also. She was actually fighting cancer. She was a social media blogger, beautiful woman, Australian, the wellness warrior. She died. She died from she died from her cancer, but she, you know, she fought her cancer for as long as she could. She was told that the only way that she was going to survive her rare type of cancer is if she got her arm amputated. And she had an appointment. She was going to go and get her arm fucking cut off. And she was like...
She had arm cancer?
She had like some type of lumps and this, that, and the, I can tell you what she had if you really want to know. But,
Well, because remember...
Anyway, let me just...
Had her...
Yeah, she had her shark bite, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, our aunt had cancer as well. Cancer sucks. Okay, it fucking sucks.
Fuck cancer. Hashtag fuck cancer.
Hashtag fuck cancer. People get cancer, like... It's messed up. So our hope and our dream and everybody out there is for an answer, is for a cure, is for something that you can do naturally. And fucking Belle is preying on these people who have hope, and she's capitalizing on, you know, her fake ass story.
Right.
She's selling her apps, she's selling her books, but it's all a fucking lie.
She's basically, she has no soul.
She has no soul. So she goes to Jane Anscove's funeral. And so Jane passed away from her cancer. She finally succumbed to the cancer.
Okay, so she didn't have the amputation, right?
No, she didn't have the amputation. She started, you know, doing the Gerson method. And she fought it.
Unhealthy shit, but
she fought it for a while, but she was suffering on the back end. She was putting out a happy face and that she was fine and healed, but she was not. She died.
Yeah.
She died on February 26, 2015. Belle goes to her funeral. Belle is the loudest bitch in the pew. She's boo-hooing, she's crying. Yeah, and people were like,
no, why God, why you take her, God, why her, why her, Lord, why her, take me, Lord, take me.
She's like,
take me, Lord, please take me.
Just give her back, Lord, give her back. Lord, please give her back, take me.
That was her. She jumped in the casket.
Jesus.
She said, bury me with her.
Of course she did.
She was just, everyone was like, who is that and why is she being so loud? She only met her one time and followed her on social media.
She met her once.
And even Jess was like, she's an odd bird. She's odd.
She's weirdo.
Anyway, so she ends up at, I'm on the after party, the wake. What's that called? What's after the funeral?
It's called the repast.
Something like that.
Yes, the repast.
She ends up at the repast and pretends that she's been to this person's house before and she's never been to her home before. She's like, oh, yeah, I've been here, yeah, it looks familiar. You spruce it up a bit? No, she didn't say all that. But she ends up in the fucking bedroom with Jess's fiance, who is mourning the loss of his fucking fiance.
Right.
And fucking Belle's like, oh, I'm so, I don't want to die of cancer. She's crying on this guy's shoulder. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, how did I get in this room with this chick? Everyone's like, what is going on? And she's like, she just puts on such a fucking spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just to be associated with, she's crazy. She's crazy.
Of course.
She's crazy. So people are finding out that she's full of shit. They're doing their research. People are starting to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Her assistants are talking. She's had previous assistants. People that she's tried to do business with, they're talking. So then her friends that she'd met like a year ago, they confront her. And they're like, Belle?
Belle?
Belle, is there anything you want to tell us? What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Belle, we're going to support you, but you need to... What's
come
going on?
Come clean, bitch.
What?
I didn't understand. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Do you have cancer, Belle?
Cancer? Yeah, of course I have cancer.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say I had cancer if I didn't have cancer.
Yep. Yep.
Did someone tell you I didn't have cancer?
Bitch, you eat McDonald's, you drink like a fish, and you take diet pills.
Oops.
She takes diet pills. So, and then she's full of shit, but listen to this. So she contracts this fucking personal trainer, the celebrity trainer.
Was she getting fat because she was eating so much bullshit?
She's about the bullshit. So she, this trainer, he's like $100 an hour, and he's like, this bitch, what? Like... He's paying attention to the shit that she's posting online and how she's living and how she's trying to go hard with him. And he's just like, this doesn't jive. This doesn't make sense.
Right.
The stuff that you're feeding these people online is absolute rubbish. And garbage. She's like, how do you know? And she's like, he's like, dude, like, This is my industry.
This is my job. I'm a fitness trainer. I do this.
I'm trained. I know nutrition. I've done this. I've done, you know. You're just touting bullshit. She'll look up something or she'll find something on Pinterest or on Instagram or on Google. And then she'll look into it and then she'll post it. And she doesn't know what she's saying. She's just putting shit out there. So it's just
some bullshit. Oh, like somebody says, well, if you eat a dog turd every day, mm-hmm. you'll lose 25 pounds in a week. And she's like, oh, let's do this.
But let's say eat an organic turd, and then you won't get cancer. She has like a fucking deer in headlights. So her friends are like, hey, bitch, let's go back. Her friends are like, hey, bitch, do you have cancer? Deer in headlights. Of course I've got cancer. She's a fucking liar. She doesn't have cancer.
Can we get to the point, the part where nobody does their fucking due diligence on this bitch?
No. April 2015, she finally fucking admitted that none of it is true.
Here's the thing. Two magazines.
Even a fucking publisher, Penguin, they didn't even look into it.
Cosmo and fucking Elle, mm-hmm. Elle Australia. Both of them put this bitch in their fucking magazine. Cosmo calls her the woman of the fucking year.
Oh, shit.
Because, she's going through this. She's battling this disease. She's, you know.
But she's an innovator.
She's a warrior.
She's an innovator.
She's a woman of the year. And fucking Elle, they feature this bitch. Neither of them. You guys are journalists. As journalists, it is your job to do due diligence. I feel like, this is how I feel, okay? We've got these fucking millennials working in these fucking...
You're a millennial.
I am not.
You're a millennial.
Only according to like two sources. Anyway, we have these millennials, these kids doing these jobs, but everybody is lazy and they don't want to do what their fucking job entails. You, as a fucking journalist, it is your job to verify facts. Mm-hmm. And if that means calling physicians, if that means calling family and friends, if that means calling people, fucking, if that means calling the goddamn president, if it requires it, that's what you need to do.
Right.
To make sure that your fucking information is verified. Because once you put something out there,
yeah,
it's out there. And once it comes back wrong, it's going to come back on you as the writer.
Sure do.
And they didn't do that.
Nope.
And I feel like they're hiring these, and I'm going to go on a tangent about this shit, because it's my job, as these magazines, these fucking, even newspapers are doing it, they're hiring these fucking kids, and they're not fucking fact-checking.
Nope.
They're not fucking going and saying, hey, can we make sure this shit is correct? Mm-hmm. You're going on that one motherfucker's source. Mm-hmm. You're going on that one motherfucker's fucking... point of view, their story, and you're not getting information from other people. And guess what? You look like a fucking dumbass, and that brings your goddamn publication's reputation down.
Guess what, guys? Brandy's putting some fucking knowledge on you right now. Fact check, multiple sources.
And here's the thing. These kids are bloggers. They're just plucking these bloggers out of the fucking ether, and they're not fucking... These kids didn't go to journalism school. They just started writing some shit on a fucking blog one day. And they're like, we like your writing style. Come write for us. Guess what? You didn't go to J school. And even if you didn't go to J school, as the employer, you need to
is
teach...
Is that journalism school?
Yes. That's journalism
school. What's this J school?
You need to teach these kids how to be fucking journalists.
Yeah.
They're no longer bloggers once they're fucking have your name behind them.
Exactly. They look bad, you look bad. Don't exactly. You fucking embarrass me up in this motherfucker.
Teach these kids about journalism ethics. You don't just go on this person's fucking story. You find out the truth behind their story.
True, true. And these two dudes, Bo Donnelly and Nick Toscano, who did The Woman Who Fooled the World, they did their homework. And they were like, they were sick of her after the book. They're like, we didn't even want to fucking talk about this bitch. We're reporters.
Exactly. And they're giving her more attention than
she's garbage. Deserves.
Exactly.
She's garbage.
And that's, I'm like, and that's another thing. Stop cashing in on these fucking garbage people. Like, your job is to put out the news. This isn't news. This is fucking some asshole who screwed a bunch of people out of their fucking money. Write the story on them, not her. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, sorry. I mean, okay. She gave bad information. She gave the wrong information. She lied. She said she was doing something or had something that she did not. So she definitely capitalized on some bullshit. I don't think she stole money from people.
She did. She took money. The donations that these people made.
Yeah, she took that money. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she was like, at her launch party, she was like, okay, come all. Bring your money because all this, you know, everything that you guys donate is going to charity. It didn't go to charity. It went to her fucking veneers.
It went in her fucking pocket and in her mouth.
Okay, because baby.
And she didn't even do what her mouth was supposed to do to get the money, bitch. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Ooh. I said it. Ooh. Suck some dick, bitch. You want some money? that's an honest day's work.
I'm gonna take that wine from you. She said, suck some dick, bitch.
I'm just saying, if you want to make money with your mouth or put some money in your mouth, that's how you can do it. Anyway, go ahead. My bad.
My bad. All right. Anyway, she's garbage. So she owes $440,500. Which is the money that she earned in sales from her book and her app. And she promised all proceeds go to charity. So,
here's the thing.
But actually, she owns, that's how much she earned, but she owes $410.
Here's the thing. If you're not willing to put all the money that you say you're going to put toward the charities, then don't say that. If you could say 10% goes something to charity,
yeah,
fine. Don't. I'm just saying, you can afford to put 10%.
Right, but not all proceeds. Like, come on, bitch, you're a liar. And then Tara's like, what about the money? Like, she's like, but I still stand behind those promises, Tara. You gonna give us the money? I still stand behind those promises.
Well, give them the money.
She's not giving up shit.
She's not giving anybody anything.
Nope, sure shit isn't. So, she's garbage.
She went on vacation. She went on a 5-week vacation to South Africa.
Oh.
South Africa? West Africa.
To Sierra Leone. Because she said she was giving fucking money to Sierra Leone, to schools in Sierra Leone.
She went on a vacation for 5 weeks. They say a luxurious vacation. But she hasn't paid that money back. That $410,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sorry. $1,000?
$1,000. $410,000. Mm-hmm. She's going on sponsored trips. She's doing, those people online, they're like, she's full of shit. Like, you would say, she wasn't really updating them on, like, her treatments or whatever. They were like, it was just vegan donuts, this, salt, scrub, fat.
Did you take pictures in the doctor's office? Like, you know, if somebody's going through something and they want to share it with somebody, they would take pictures at the doctor's office. They would do a video, maybe, like, hey, I'm at the doctor's office. I'm about to get such and such treatment, you know, I'll let you guys know how it goes. And then blah, 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 whatever. Bitch, you're fucking posting food pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. I can't
with these kids. I can't.
I cannot. Greedy, fucking entitled. I feel like I deserve that money. I worked hard for that money. No, you didn't do shit. All you did was lie. And it's not hard to lie. Actually, it is kind of hard to lie if you have a conscience.
I'm a bad liar.
But if you're a fucking sociopath / Munchausen / psycho / awful, awful demon person, then yeah, I guess you can lie.
Go awful, ahead. Awful demon person.
Awful, awful demon person, yes. I mean, I was going to say a lot of worse things, but awful, awful demon person, I think, just, you know, it sums up.
I think that gets it done.
What I was meaning, yeah.
I think it gets it done. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So, that's Belle Gibson.
Wait, though. Like, she owes this money. She needs to go to
jail. She hasn't paid any money.
She hasn't paid the money. She is subject to jail time.
Jail time.
Jail time. If she does not pay back this money, she's subject to jail time. And I feel like they've given her enough time. They should fucking just put her ass in jail.
She's in Australia.
Well, what? No, they have laws, too.
Okay.
Just like everywhere else.
Okay, we gotta find out what these laws are.
They have laws, too. And, okay, here. Let me...
Well, you know who's not getting jail time?
Jail time. Jail time.
Your boy, Jussie.
I know. They're like, oh, but he's going to give the money back.
Well, yeah, that's how he got off. So, if you guys don't know, we're following the story of the Jussie Smollett Chicago attack. If you haven't heard, what was it? Don't be greedy, be grateful.
Don't be greedy, be grateful.
Be grateful. I think that's our fifth episode, I believe. Anyway, his attack and what went down. But now he's got off on all charges, like the 16 counts that they were trying to charge him for. And so he forfeited his bail. So he forfeited his bail and he did community service. But now the city of Chicago is like, you owe us, was it 140?
Bell gets
130. It. Sorry, 130K.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So he's not going to pay them. They're like, you owe us this money for this investigation, for wasting our fucking time. Blah, blah, blah. But he's like, I got off. I'm not giving you any money. And they're like, you got off because you're a dick and you paid. And you owe us $130,000 for wasting our fucking time on resources. And he's like, I would not be intimidated.
I would not be intimidated.
It's dramatic.
Okay, well, here it says, a federal court judge has warned that fucking crazy bitch, wellness blogger, Belle Gibson, she could go to jail if she does not pay $410,000 for duping customers and breaching Australian consumer law.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bitch went on fucking vacation.
Bitch.
To Africa. I don't know why they didn't just fucking, like, rot stone her to death over there. But, she was fined for five separate contraventions to Australian consumer law. And... okay, so the breakdown was $90,000 for failing to donate proceeds from the sale of the Whole Pantry app, which was, you know, public. She fucking advertised that she was going to sell all the fucking, she was going to donate all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then $150,000 for failing to donate 100% of a week's app sales to the family of Joshua Schwartz, that boy.
Yep.
Who had an inoperable brain tumor. So... yeah, this crazy bitch, she thinks that she doesn't have to pay the money back, or she's just not going to. And they were like, well, we know the difference between not being able to pay the money back and mm-hmm. not being willing to pay the money back.
And it's willing.
And hers is a case of not being willing, because yeah. she's going on fucking vacations, spending the fucking, her vacation to Africa was $5,000 a week.
Quote unquote. Unquote.
Yeah. Her vacation to Africa, West Africa. Was a $5,000 a week vacation okay. for 5 weeks. So that's $25,000 that she spent to go and fucking get massages and play with fucking, like, go on a safari and play with fucking wild animals or whatever.
Baby elephants, like doing. Dumbo.
No, fuck that.
Do you guys
bitch.
Want to know what happens at the end of Dumbo?
He goes back to his mom. Duh, we know that. Okay. We saw the cartoon.
Okay.
We saw the cartoon. They're on a train together. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You were looking at me real crazy.
That's what happened, isn't it?
Real crazy.
As I hold my knife up,
okay, up against my fucking jugular.
Yeah, so. What's your thumbs up for the week?
Oh, are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, fuck this bitch.
Fuck that. FTB.
I'm all about, you know, empowering women and supporting each other, but she's a liar, so...
No, she's a big liar, and she needs... Boop, boop. Is that wrong? Is boop, it wrong for me to say that?
Yeah.
It's violence. Okay. No violence against women. Let's just put her ass in solitary confinement for about 8 months. 8 months.
She
in a small box.
She needs to pay. Like
a small
there's
box.
No doubt. Like, I don't think just, like...
Like a shipping... Not even the size of a refrigerator box. Like a small box.
She needs to pay. What's my thumbs up? Okay. So, it is 6 days and...
It's been...
6 days. My birthday's in 6 days. That's... There it is.
That's your thumbs up? My birthday's in 6 days?
Yeah. I don't know. What else?
5 weeks until it's at me.
I don't know. What,
The West Spring Break last year.
It was spring break last week. This week, it's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good week. Let's just think positively.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Put the good energy out.
Woo! It
comes on back. I believe in the woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
I believe in the woo-woo. All
right. Do the woo-woo.
I'm fighting aphids in my garden again. It's the same fucking aphids. I ordered a water hose. Yeah, that's my thumbs up. I ordered a water hose.
Ordered it from where? Amazon?
Amazon.
What kind of water hose is it? Does it, like, fucking shoot out rainbows?
Yeah. Like, fucking.
What does it do?
Unicorn farts.
Unicorn farts.
Guys, would you guys buy some unicorn farts if I had some?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so.
Nah, I'm excited. My birthday is coming up on Saturday. I will be 30s.
I think I'm going to make you a painting for your gift is going to be a painting made, drawn by me.
I like art. I love art.
Hey, I don't know if you're going to like what I make, but I'm going to make you a painting for probably this room, or maybe if you had an office or something.
I do need an office. What's your thumbs up?
My thumbs up for the week, and I hate to say it, is fucking the TikTok app.
Oh my God.
It is. I downloaded the TikTok app, and I've been sucked down multiple TikTok holes. I had downloaded it literally yesterday, I think, maybe 2 days ago.
You're addicted to it already.
However, there are some people on TikTok that are just garbage. And then there are TikTok people that I'm just like gaga over. I think I'm going to make TikTok videos.
Do it.
And they're just going to be like, you're going to be like, what the hell's wrong with her?
Do it.
But it's okay. So, follow me on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok?
_ unicorn problems _. Uh-huh. Yes. I'm on TikTok. I mean, I only made one video. That video that I made that was Norman with the hearts and the...
Yeah!
That music, that was a TikTok funny. Video.
I was like, that's what you see, huh? I saw that. I was like, damn. Go ahead. You're funny.
Here's why. Okay, I had to do that because Norman gets on my fucking nerves. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Okay. My husband gets on my fucking nerves.
Okay.
And I sometimes want to hit him in the head with a hammer.
Okay. Ooh.
But I was like, let me just... Most people, probably at least half of the married couple, see their husbands. The women see their husbands like that. And probably the husbands see their wives like that. Mm-hmm. With hearts and fucking weird ass, like, romantic la-la music. And I was like, let me just do a video of him like that.
Mm-hmm. You're hilarious.
I did 18 takes of that video because he kept talking. And I was like, shut up and don't say a fucking word. So I can make this video of you. He was like, don't post that. I was like, I'm going to post it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Ooh.
So I was like, let me try to put you in one of those, like, those mindscapes where, you know how the chick just sees the dude and the hearts are coming out and it's like, blah. And I was like, let me try this. And I was like, okay, this is good enough. And the whole time I was fucking laughing hysterically.
Yes. I thought you were going to say, never mind.
I was cracking up.
That's funny.
And I was like, I'm just going to post it anyway.
You was kikiing?
I was like, I'm going to do this because I'm trying not to kill you today. And so...
this is how I won't kill you today.
And so I did it. Yeah.
I thought it was good. I liked it. I was just like, hey.
It's called Married People. And guess what? Not all marriages are fucking always fucking
rainbows and sunshine,
Valentine's Day poems,
and unicorn farts,
and fucking roses.
I'm sure I get on Jamal's face. He's probably like, girl, what is wrong with this girl? She's crazy.
So, today, I asked Giovanni, I asked Norman to videotape, because we have this gorgeous, this yellow brick road patch of yellow, mm-hmm. you know, from the rain, the super bloom.
Yep.
So it literally looks like a yellow brick road. It's like, if you're driving through Mojave to get here. And I asked him, could you please record this this video out the window of that yellow patch? You know what he did?
What did he do?
He put his hand in front of the camera so there was nothing.
What a dick.
And I was watching him do this and I said, give me my camera! You're putting your hand in front of it! He's like, oh, sorry. Like, he didn't give a shit. And I was just like, I realize I cannot rely on you to do anything for me. So... instead of harp on that, I try to focus on something positive. So him being quiet for 15 seconds while I record a fucking video of hearts, dancing around his fucking head should be fine.
That was cute.
So, that's why I did it.
It made me like him more.
So, there it is. So, thumbs up for the TikTok. TikTok app. TikTok, reach out to us. We will fucking sponsor an ad for you.
You just did.
Anyway. TikTok.
Can we talk? Can we talk? Hey, you guys want to talk? Hit us up on Twitter.
That's Tickety Talk.
Twitter at Book of Lies Pod.
Instagram, Book of Lies Podcast.
Facebook. We just have a page. I need to create a group. Brandy hates on it, but I need to create a group. But we are on Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast.
And email us at bookoflies@gmail.com.
What's the email?
bookoflies@gmail.com.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. bookoflies@gmail.com. Whatever.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
Grr, arg.
Y'all would have been sending some shits to somebody else.
Who has that email?
Somebody has bookoflies@gmail.com.
It'll probably come back and say, mailer demon.
No, it'll come back and they'll say, hi, this is Ted.
Ted? Why is his name Ted?
Ted here.
Ted.
Ted here. I got your email. And,
wrong person, bitch.
I'm interested. Tell me more. That's my Ted voice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but, bookoflifepodcast@gmail.com.
Gmizzle.com.
Tell us about liars.
Jizzle.
Tell us about a lie that you got caught in.
Gmizzle.com.
I've been caught in a lie. What? We'll talk about it next week. So.
What lie?
Nope.
Tell me about this lie.
Tell me about this lie. I'll tell you guys if you guys send me an email and say hi. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Just say hi. Just say hi. How you doing?
Wee woo. Ha ha ha.
I'll tell you the time I got caught in a lie. All right. Bye bye. I am Sunny Hepburn.
I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies.
Libro de Mentiras.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Bye bye.